Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas. Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Masir Shem Chai.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, this week's Parshas Vayetze. We label the Shir Koach HaToyra VaTfila B'Nogei L'Chaya Olam HaZeh. So if you say over from the Yad Shalom, different Ha'aris that he makes. On page 35, Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Shava Vayelech Harana. So the Medrash says on the Parsuk Esayinai Elehorim Miyayinu Avu Ezri. So Eliezer, so when he went to bring a Shidduch for Yitzchak, Rivka, it says, Vayikach Ever Asar Gemolim, Kol Tuv Adonu Biyodo. He had a lot of money, a lot of wealth with him. But Yaakov says, Ani Ein Biyodi Lo Nezem Echad Lo Tzomir Echad. I have nothing. Ezri Mi Mashem, Lo Se Shemayim Arts. So what is Yaakov Avinu trying to say? Saying Eliezer, he went and he got a shidduch for Yitzchak, he got Rivka, and he came, you know, with a lot of material wealth to get the shidduch. And here, well, I don't have anything. And then he says, but Ezri mi Mashem. So he quotes the famous Marash Rimo, the quote in the Chidah, that the Tara Debe Eliyahu says that when Yaakov and Esav were in the mother's womb, they made a deal, and Esav gets Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov gets Olam Haba. So the question is: what's the heter for us, Bnei Yaakov Avinu, to get any chelik in Olam Hazeh, if that really goes to Esav? I mean, obviously you need a little bit just to survive, but anything beyond that shouldn't be there. Shouldn't be any heter. So there's a famous Marash Rimo that the Chidah quotes. And he says, the famous Gemara in Shabbos that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with the Maaseh Bereishis, that if Kal Yisrael will accept the Torah, it will be good. If not, the world will go back to Tov Avoh. So when...
Yeah, Rebbe, I hate to interrupt, Rebbe, but like I think everyone can concur, it's kind of impossible to hear with the Wi-Fi. There another Talmud or a person in this year that's in this year that can call in the number and we can do what we did yesterday?
Yeah, I have a phone.
I'll try to open up Zoom on my computer, maybe.
Okay, my bedcaster can open up Zoom on his computer and we'll Zoom along. Okay, so give us a...
Is the audio working on this?
Yeah.
Okay, where was the last thing you heard me say?
It was like choppy for a while. I didn't want to intervene.
Okay, so again, the Medrash says that when he's getting a shidduch, when Yaakov's getting a shidduch, he's going to... And he says, you know, when Eliezer went and got a shidduch for Yitzchak, he was full of wealth. And he says, me, I have nothing. But Ezri mi Mashem. So the Marash Frimo, there's a famous Marash Frimo quoted by the Chidah that says in the Tana Debe Eliyahu, when Yaakov and Esav were in their mother's womb, they made a deal to split. That Yaakov gets Olam Haba, Esav gets Olam Hazeh. So then the question the Marash Frimo asks, so what's the heter? What's the heter for a Jew to take more than the bare minimum? Obviously you have to take something on Olam Hazeh, because you won't be able to live. But you know, what's the... To take the bare minimum, what's the heter? We take more than the bare minimum.
Didn't Rebbe discuss this a number of weeks ago in his...
Yes. Correct. So, but we're going to expand on it now. So the Marash Frimo says that the Marash says in Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai in the world, that if Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, fine. If not, the world will go back to Tov Avo. So basically, when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, they gave a consistency to the world. Or else the world would have been... So just like if a person throws something into the ocean. So it's gone. Now, if somebody is able to save it, so he gets to keep it. Because really, once it's in Zutel Shalyam, it's gone. It's like... So the same thing. The world was up to be back to Tov Avo. So Klal Yisrael, by the fact they were Mekamel the Torah, they saved the world. So then they have a right to take whatever they want. And all bets are off between Yaakov and Esav. And that's the Heter. That's what the famous Marash Frimo says. So he says, the Yad Shalom from the Atzei Chaim, the Satma Rebbe's brother, that's Pshat, Malki Tzedek, Lechem V'Yayin. Right? So that's Olam Hazeh. So what does he write? Vayomer Baruch Avram, Kone Shamayim Ve'Arts. So he says the pshat is that Avram accepted the Torah. So therefore it's Kone Shamayim Ve'Arts. By the fact that Avram was Mekayim the Torah, now he was creating Shamayim Ve'Arts. Because anyone who's Mekayim the Torah, he stops the world from going back to Tov Avo. So Mamela, he's Matzel Mitzutel Shalyam. And Mamela, so that's pshat. He can get you lechem v'yayin from Malki Tzedek, which he says, Baruch Avram, Kone Shemayim V'aretz. Because Avram was somebody who solidified the world, and therefore he can get the lechem v'yayin from Malki Tzedek. So the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. He says, Me'ata Yishlomer, says the Yachol, page 35, the Chashash Yaakov Avinu, the Machmas Tainazu, not the Lalifas, as called Rechusho. He says that maybe the reason why Eliphaz took all Yaakov's wealth away from him is because he held that Yaakov doesn't have a right to Olam Hazeh, because that was the original deal. So that's what Yaakov is saying, that Eliphaz took everything away from me, so how am I going to survive now? So he says, So that's what Avram Yaakov is saying. I'm despair. Eliphaz took everything away. But I look now to my Horim, my Rebbeim, who teach me Torah, and that gives me the idea of the Bet Olam Hazeh. It's through the Torah. And then, so that was one thing. And then he points out the Acholim, the Gemara Chulin, and Tzadi Aleph from the Beis. So Rabbi Kiva says that he was asking Rabbi Gamliel the Yeshua that they were beitlus shelimom. They went to get an animal to make a simcha. Of some simcha of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. So he says, So he tells a story here. So he quotes here from the Kedushas Yontif. The Kedushas Yontif was the Satmar Rebbe's father. The Atzei Chaim was his brother, and the Kedushas Yontif was his father. So he says, by Eliezer halach b'shlichas Avram Avinu, he went in the shlichas of Avraham Avinu. He had doeg v'novoch ulai yeh eisv hazman gromah sheyeh chas v'sholom tigmoros hadin. Maybe there's going to be a midas hadin come about. So he said to Hashem, "Hakrei lefonai hayom." He says, There's a sechesed in modeoni. Yesh mese eiz mekomim shamakom gorim barachas hashalom. Okay, yesh mekoch hakvei lefanoi hayom. The tzaddik, sometimes the mokum is a mokum that can bring something negative, but the tzaddik has the ability to rectify that. So when Yaakov Avinu was going to Choron, to Lavan, so it was a mokum of Rishoyim. So he was afraid that maybe the mokum is going to cause a problem. So he davened that the mokum shouldn't affect him. Fayifka ba mokum. Shulot shun tefila. Shispal shi Yaakov Avinu shal mokum yipol tachtav. That the mokum shouldn't have effect on him. He should have effect on the mokum. Hu yim shal bo. Shay yukol lasaken es anshe ha mokum ahu. Fellow in the Shemaim should have skabel tefiloso. So his tefilas was miskabel. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayolon Shem Kibor Shemesh. Shemesh Chokol Bishol Yaakov Laros Lo Das Shazman Nofel Tachtov. Umel Gamma Mokom Yipol Yifno Tachtov. So it says that the Zman Shemesh Chokol Bishol Yaakov. So there was the time was subordinate to Yaakov, and the Mokom was subordinate to Yaakov. And that's the idea, that they went to this butcher place and they were talking, and the butcher place was a place that of people that were not so the greatest people. But even in that mokum, they can speak Divrei Torah, and the mokum will be subordinate to them and they won't be affected. So Yaakov Avinu saw, says the Yad Shalom, that Eliphaz took away all his property. So he had nothing. So he had bad mazel. So he davened. And he said that just like Eliezer says, Hakre Lenol Lefanoi Hayom. He wasn't afraid. He says, So he says, I don't have anything, he says, Yaakov, because the dinim, you know, the midas adin was sholed on me, and Eliphaz took all the property. So he says, now that I called to Lavan, it's a mokum of Anche Resha. So why you grumlo ha mokum to you? So maybe it's going to affect me. Says the Yashom. Was that mischazik benav shomer leis ana ovin tzavri min bari ezri min Hashem Hashem Shemay Vartz. Shekol olam linuver alu shvil Yisrael. Was that him sholtim al zman al mokum kim shvilim linuver olam. So it says, "Ezvi Meshem Osei Shemayim V'Arts," that the Olam is going to be subordinate to Klal Yisrael. So, "Ezvi Meshem Osei Shemayim V'Arts," and it's not going to have the negative effect. So the first idea is that the Torah, once you have the Torah, the whole world is yours. The whole world is yours, and you can take whatever you want because it's Zuto Shalyam. And the second idea is that Vayivka b'mokum, that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel, that the mokum the bad mokum shouldn't have any effect, and he should be, the mokum should be subordinate to him and not him to the mokum. And therefore, even when he goes to Beis Lavan, he shouldn't be negatively affected by the mokum. And the same thing he says here from the Morva Shemesh, Hu Yoshe Pesach Ha'ol. Right, that Yaakov, Avram just had the Bris Milah, he was seeing, you know, who was coming by. K'chol Mayon. And what's the idea? He says, after Avraham Avinu got a bris milah, he had a tremendous dveikus b'Hashem. And he was so ruchni, he couldn't be sovel the gashmius of the world. And so how could he even bring people into his house? Okay, Yoshev Pesach Oel, Yibid al Eze Dover Lizgashem Moshe Yorod Ksasmi Dvikuso V'yochol V'yishar B'zeh Olam V'zem Aramit Hu Yoshev Pesach Oel Kachom Ayom Machmas Or HaSlavis V'achamim V'shiyah Dovak Ba'oros Al-Yonu V'zos Yoshev Pesach Oel V'stak al Eze Over V'shov Ka'omor. So he says that's the idea. That he shouldn't be so ruchni that he's going to be mispatel from Mitzias. He has to go down to Madrega. He's not in the oil, he's Pesach oil. So to be able to stay in the world, to be the Ezadov of his Gashimbo, he's saying Pesach oil, so therefore he could be more in the Gashmius of the world. So this way he won't get too ruchni, because then he won't be able to exist in the world anymore, which is also an important idea, because this world is a world of gashmius. So the idea is we have to be ruchni, but if we get too ruchni, and we don't, then chas v'shalom, there could be, you won't be able to stay in the world. So he wants to be able to, so you need that, that idea of being some level of moderation, not to be too ruchni. You have to have a certain measure of gashmi also in this world, or else chas v'shalom, you could, it could be like Nodav Aviu, it could be like, Chanoch, all these people that, so with the Torah, is giving us the gashmius of the world. So we have to be able to be gashmi also. But our focus should be ruchni. But if it's too much, so that's why Avraham Avinu, he became such a level of ruchni after the bris milah. He had to go outside and look at gashmius to bring him down a little bit, because if it's too much, anything too much sometimes is not healthy. Not healthy. In other words, a person has to be learning and this. But there has to be some moderation there to have a healthy balance. And then another idea that he has is on the pasuk Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuch Basodim Fnofes Erev. So we know that he was davening Mincha, and he was davening for a zivug to come. So Targum Yonason says V'yitzchak of Osi Mibei Midrasha, that he's coming for out of the Beis Midrash, the shame. So how do they know that? How did Targum Yonason know V'yitzchak Yitzchak Suach Basada means he's going to daven, but he came first from the Beis Midrash? So how did Targum Yonason Uziel Ben know that? So he says like this. When I Yeshlom the Yitzchak Hispal al-Zivugo, because the Gemara says in Brachas, Mroa Odom She Yispal V'lo Na'ana Yasak B'Torah. You should learn Torah L'Shma. So he says, When I Yeshlom the Yitzchak Hispal al-Zivugo She Tovo B'Meira. When she spoke to Vilos of the Rachman, Rotson says the Yacholom, the Zahalach Lilma Torah, the Shmaki, Alde Torah, is Kabel Satfila. So he says there are two drushes here. There's one drusha is Fayetze Yitzchak Lasuch Masada. Yosef Yitzchak Lasuch Masada, Shahalach Lilma Torah, Vachar Chuzman Hispalo. Kikadeshi is Kabal Tviloso Holoch Lomot Torah. So he says like this. Kakomer Lasso Bator Lishma. Davakti Beidusech Hashem, Torah Lishma. Zen Nosan Alta Visheni. So he says, "Vayetzi Yisrael such b'sod l'fnosev darshu Chazal b'loshen tefila." So Chazal says it's loshen tefila, and Targum Yonason says it's "Vayetzi Yisrael such b'sod" that he came out of the Beis Medrash. And the two ideas are because, in order for his tefillah to be mekubal, he had to learn first. So the Torah gives you an ability that your tefillah should be mekubal. Ezrin mim Hashem, ha'inu ha'li, shalim ad yadashem Hashem, and then it'll be an Ezer. So he puts together the Targum Yonason, says that, v'yitzchak ha'va'osi mibay midrash ha'dashem. And the Gemara says that he was davening. So I guess the Targum Yonason learns, v'yitzi yitzchak, Lasuch Basode Vitcha Ha'ovim may be shown the shame. That means he was coming out from the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'eva. And Lasuch Basode is to daven, because he needed both. He needed the Torah and he needed the Tefillah. So these are some ideas of the Koyach HaTorah. There was the Torah saved the world, and now we could have Gashmis also. That's one aspect. The Torah gave us the ability to be sholeit on the Mokum. That the Mokum shouldn't affect us, because we have a shlita of Torah, so that the Kedushas Yom Tov says, that we'll be misakin the Mokum, and the Mokum won't be misakin us, won't affect us. So, Vayifka b'Mokum will affect the Mokum. Vayifka b'Mokum, to have that ability to be on top of the Mokum, not the Mokum should be on top of you. Vayifka b'Mokum. And that's the Kedushas Yom Tov. And then the idea that the Torah gives you the ability to daven. So that's why Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuch Masada means he left the Beis Medrash and then he davened. So the Torah has the ability to reshape Olam Hazeh. To reshape Olam Hazeh. To give us the ability to have Gashmias, to give us the ability to be Sholit on the Mokum, to give us the ability to daven. These ideas, and that's the lashon of Vayifka b'Mokum, that you made a dent on the Mokum, not vice versa. Vayifka b'Mokum, lashon tefila. So Mokum yipol tachtov. That's how the Kedushas Yontif explains. So these are the ideas that the Koach HaTorah V'Tfilah B'Nogei L'Chai Olam Hazeh. You know, and that's something that's very important. And the idea being that, the person also has to have that balance of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Of course, the Ruchnius is most important, but it has to have a certain measure of Gashmius to have the balance, that the person shouldn't fly off, so to speak. And sometimes you find people, especially sometimes Bali Tshuva, that they go too quick, too soon, and then they give it all off at the end. I've seen that. The person goes too quick, too soon, and then he can't handle it anymore. And then he gives it all up. A person always needs to have that balance. And that's what, by Avraham Avinu, he saw after the Mila, it was too much. It was getting too much. It was on such a high madrega. It was getting too much. So that's why he had to leave the oil and to see the world, to see the Gashmis. You always need a proper balance. If you don't have a proper balance, it can be very dangerous. And the same thing with Yaakov Avinu. He says he lost everything. It was Tchula Ruchni. But there, so therefore he needed to have some level of Gashmius. He said, I don't have anything. I have no Gashmius. That's the Medrash says. Not just practically, what is how he's going to get the Shidduch, but it's going to make him a little bit off. So that's what he said. And that's another idea, that you need that balance. And Bez Hashem, if you have the right balance, then you'll have a healthy Avodas Hashem.
At what point did he have too much Ruchnius?
Well, he says when Eliphaz took everything away from him.
Right.
So he has no Gashmius anymore.
How did he fix it?
So he says, Eliphaz took everything away from me. So Yaakov, you know, Yemisyare, maybe he's gonna fly into the air, so to speak. So he says, Chazav Amar, Leisani Movir Savri Min Barer Ezri Min Hashem Ose Shemayim Ve'Arts. He's davening to Hashem that there should be Shemayim and Arts. Shouldn't just be Shammai. And that's the way he can bring himself back to be in a balanced situation.
But just by
doubling. Yeah. Okay, Rabosei, let me wish you a good Shabbos. Let me also tell you, Ilan, did you tell everyone the Zoom number for tomorrow at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, Rabbi, I posted it in the share chat, and also Yitzhak posted it today.
Okay, so everyone's welcome to come. Rabbi Sokolov is going to speak a little bit first, and then we're going to speak a little bit about the Tzira from Minyan. We're going to speak about getting Aliyahs from afar. And then Dr. Maybrook asked me to speak also about when you're in a Minyan, do you have to wait for everyone? How many people do you have to wait to finish the Shemot Esrei so you can continue?
Maybe you're going into Queens to give the shear?
The shear is for Kew Gardens Hills, but I'm not going to be there, and they're not going to be there, meaning it's going to be on Zoom. Is the
on
shear,
Tuesday?
On tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Yeah.
Oh, Wednesday. I think Thursday.
No, today's Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. It's going to be on Thursday. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
Thursday. Rav Sokolov is giving another shear also on Thursday for the YTH Yeshiva.
Yeah, okay. So, but that's what it is, Bez Hashem. So, if you want to come, you're more than welcome to come. I've been giving the shiur for over 20 years for sure. I have to do an official count to. And there'll be packets. Ilan, you sent all the packets, the three packets?
No, Ruby, I'm going to do that after shiur.
I'll forward it. I just didn't want to forward it so preemptively, but I could do it right now.
The three packets. There's the packet 33, the supplement. And the packet 23 from like 5 years ago. Okay, the three packets. Okay, you make sure everyone gets it. Okay, and okay, good to see everybody. Good Shabbos. See you, Roey. How are you? And have Poppers and Rabbi Huda Shitrus, Daniel Albert,
Shabbos Rabbi
Katz, Yitzchak Carroll, Ari Glazer. Ooh, ah. Nice to see you. And Ivan Sassor, Rav Harari, Katan, Benji Wallach, and Yoni Moisey. Who's Jay? What does Jay stand for? Oh, Jacob Silberger, okay. And Dr. Presby, Moshe Carroll, Mayor Kesselman, Ruby Hertzfeld. Okay, did we get everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody on that screen.
Okay, good to see you all. Kol Tov.